Welcome to Voices Unplugged, featuring stories that matter, voices that inspire, and perspectives that may challenge the status quo. Unplug from the noise of everyday life to connect with fascinating student hosts from all walks of life. So grab your headphones, sit back, and let's amplify the conversations that need to be heard.
Welcome to Tea Time with Iman. Sit back and listen to everyday life topics while sipping on a little tea. Since this is my first episode, I'll do a quick introduction so you guys know who you're listening to. My name is Iman. I'm currently majoring in criminal justice, and I'm also working full-time as a community health worker, and I have three beautiful children. I love to enjoy life, eat, and travel, and do a little bit of gossip here and there. So this was the perfect thing for me to do. This podcast is to have a safe place for people to come unwind and be themselves and be able to relate. This is a no judgmental zone. So if you're judgmental, you might as well just stop right here and go somewhere else. So today's topic is about mental health. And I think today's podcast will be more so about me and how I struggled through college with mental health and how I relate to this topic a lot. I graduated high school in 2014 and I went to college right after. My first year of college was everything. It was amazing. I went away to Florida. I loved everything about my first year of college. Like, I still, to this day, talk about college. I moved back home, and I had my first baby in 2015. And after that, life just changed. After you have a baby, your hormones is everywhere. Your body changes. Your mental changes. You go through a lot. Carrying a baby and having a baby, you just go through a lot. But so many people have different mental problems and different reasons on why they struggle through college. And I think mental health is one big topic that we really don't sit back and talk about. I think that so many people try to say that using a mental health problem is an excuse or it's just a band-aid to cover up the real problem of what you're going through in life and stuff like that. But going through college with a mental health problem is, it's hard. And so many people are always like, oh, you'll be okay. You'll get through it. You're probably tired. You need to prepare better. Stop doing your work so last minute. Be more organized. But in fact, that's not even the problem. That's not even the cause. Because at the end of the day, you're depressed and you're fighting all these emotions trying to keep it together. In 2020, I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And I thought my world was changing after that. I thought the world was ending. And in actuality, it wasn't. It was just beginning. My adult years, I went through so many things and so much trauma that it triggered my depression. I took so many breaks through college because of that. It got to the point where I said, you know, Iman, you have to stop taking breaks. And you have to get this done. And you have to do something for yourself. Because once you get that degree, you will feel so much better about yourself. And this year, this semester has been one of my best semesters since that 1 year in Florida when I went to school. I've really learned how to in tune with myself and really fight depression and kick depression ass, because depression cannot be me. Depression cannot define me. Depression cannot win. I have to win that battle. Depression cannot always be my excuse for school or why I want to not do this or why I don't want to do that. I have to stop letting it win. And I think one big thing about college and going through college is it's a lot. And it's also a lot going through college with kids. And it's also a lot working a full-time job. It's like, when do you have time for work? When do you have time for school? Going through all that, I just never have time for myself. And I learned how to take self-care days. You have to take a self-care day. Depression is just like one topic, though, that goes under mental health. There's so many diagnosed when it comes to mental health. So many people are going through different mental health reasons when they're in college and when they're going through things. I just want us and others and us as a community to really take mental health serious and really dig deep into mental health. Why does one little thing trigger us? Why does one little thing set us so bad? And I think if we was to really take it serious and really learn about different people's mental health, we will be a better society. We really would. And I really wish that colleges had more resources for us that's going through mental health. We have the counseling, these things. Like, we have study groups. We have study table. We have it to where we can email our professor if we have trouble with our work or a test. But why don't we have it to where we have a counseling group or a mental group or somewhere we can go, some people we could talk to when we're having a breakdown or we're having a depressed day for in school, or things like that. I just really wish people, I know I said it before, but I just wish people would take mental very serious, because it's a very serious topic. It just doesn't affect school. It just, it affects everything. So hopefully one day and at one time we can kick depression or any other mental that we have and get through school and we get through college. And at the end of the day, we should be able to say, you know what? Even though we had this mental illness, we did it. We made it. We completed. And we did something that we never thought we were going to be able to do. So that's just a short thing, a short topic today's podcast is about. And I just hope you guys come back and listen another day.
So this is my podcast. My name is Jake Jones. I'm here with Brandon. And
Brandon Herrera.
Yep. And Jared.
Jared Rivera.
Go ahead and say something.
Oh, I'm supposed to say something.
You're fine.
And your co-hosts, yeah. Brandon Herrera and Jared Rivera.
And we are going to do a podcast, and we're going to talk about happiness and how that relates to the overall human experience.
Sounds really interesting. Let's do this.
All right.
Brandon, what are your opinions on what causes anxiety? What causes anxiety for you?
For me. Personally, well, I didn't think I was going to ask this first, so.
Sorry.
Why don't you go, Jake?
All right. For me,
yeah.
Things that cause anxiety is, like, oftentimes money. But I'm, like, short on funds. Like, honestly, I think I've had a decent amount, like, of stress buildup over the past, like, few months just because of, like, school and, like, affording it and being able to pay it out of pocket.
Yeah.
Mainly because this semester has been pretty much paid straight out of pocket and, like, no tuition reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
Because of just logistics of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just think that, in general, money has a tendency to stress me out. And I think that's just how it goes for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's a very normal.
Or things that, like, you want to have control over, but you can't.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. I think I definitely agree with things like not being in control of things is like, I think it's a very common stressor for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think another big thing for me, at least, is handling family drama, because in my family, I'm like the only one who like actually goes and does that stuff. Right now, it's just like having to go to this person's house because this person won't talk to that person, and then I have to be the middle guy kind of thing. But also another big one definitely is like finances and money, because our economy is garbage right now. So
it is.
So it's hard to stay afloat. But yeah,
Jared, what would you say?
kind of going off what you guys said. That's I'm very much a planner. I like to plan out what I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna do today, tomorrow, year from now, and when those little things pop up. It can be stressful at times. And then a big thing for me too is when I don't feel that I'm moving forward, when I'm not doing something that's beneficial to me or to my life or to my family, because I feel like I'm stagnant. I don't feel like I'm benefiting others or myself. And feel like I owe it to them and myself to be who I'm meant to be.
Do you think that like having a purpose or like having like something that you're working toward is an easy way to keep yourself out of like anxiety or stress, keeping yourself happy, which I guess is where I'm going to go next.
If I want to be honest, I think that's one of the mechanisms kind of built into the human mind is, at least for me, that when we're not doing something that's progressing us as a people, you know, like back then, like our ancestors had to hunt and gather and collect resources. And if they didn't do that, they died. So that natural instinct to, you know, that anxiety, okay, I got to get this done. I got to move forward. I got to do this so that I can live. I feel that it's still much present within us as humans, but we've kind of, I think, forgotten about it.
It's like engraved in
us. Yes.
And with having everything so easily accessible, especially in the States.
100%.
So how do you find happiness, or better question, what do you define as happiness?
That's tough.
I think that question is a very different question, or a very different answer for like almost every single person. Because like, yeah, I think you also, your question is like, what do you define as happiness?
What do you define as happiness, and or how does one achieve happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I feel like I think that it's not as different for each person as you might think. But
I feel like happiness is very different for everybody because everyone wants something different. Everyone needs something different. Like for some people, and then do we have happiness as is it temporary or is it a thing like something you achieve in life and then you just stick with it?
Happiness, how do you define happiness?
How do I define it? I think happiness is something like happiness is when. Is a feeling that you get, I think, when you achieve a goal or when you, you know, see your kids like happy or I guess that didn't work out.
Cheerful.
See your kids with a smile on their face you feel like you're doing something right, you know, or if you, you know, went out and you had like plans for that day and, or, you know, maybe you're doing yard work and you turn, you know, at the end of the day, you do all that work and it turns out really nice and it paid off. You feel happy.
Right.
So I think it's like, it's really like happiness. It is an emotion. It's just serotonin, oxytocin.
Yes.
Right? And yeah. So it's like, I think it's a reaction to, like a positive reaction to like achieving something.
Jared, I'll share my opinions at the end.
Kind of going on with what Brandon said in a lot of ways, I do think that it is a feeling that stems from achievements and unfortunately food. I think a lot of people, and I think that's a big problem too, is people see that as a permanent state of being, that people want to be always happy. And I don't think that's possible. I think it's a temporary state of being, and I think that's part of the reason why as a society we struggle so much, is we're constantly chasing that happy feeling. And we always want to be happy, and I don't think that's possible. I think we have to go out there and chase goals and achieve things and do stuff that's beneficial and not derive it from quick and easy things.
I agree with you, what you guys are saying. I think the way I would define happiness is like in the same vein of what you guys are saying, I would say that it's that feeling of contentness or achievement. I think it stems directly from circumstances. It is in that regard dependent on variables throughout your life.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think that happiness is just something that you can achieve by doing something and then you just have happiness, if that makes sense.
Like it's like a very, you agree it's like a temporary feeling.
Yeah, afterwards. I think it's, right. I define happiness for myself like very simply as like, it's dependent on variables. I already said that, but it's dependent on circumstances.
Yeah.
And when you lose those, like you could get yourself a job that, you know, you love for a decade.
Yeah.
You could be happy for that decade and that feels like long lasting happiness and might feel like something you've achieved and, you know, it's like going to last for the rest of your life. But if something goes sideways or you lose that job, you kind of lose that happiness that job created for you.
Yeah.
So I think in that way, even for however long that happiness might last, I think it's going to be still something that's a temporary thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to my next segue is happiness and joy. Are they synonyms? Are they the same thing? Are they slightly different? I personally think that they are different. I would define joy as something that is independent of variables. You can be sad but still have like that underlying joy, like contentment through the loss of a loved one.
So you're saying, yeah, you're saying but, like you can have joy because you can have it at the same time as right. Sad and being like sad or you know right. bummed out about right. something.
Yeah, I don't think it's sense. Something that like it's not an emotion in the sense of like it's not like I'm happy, like cheerful, smiling, laughing. I think it's more like a almost like a state of being,
mm-hmm.
and it's something you can work toward. It's something you can lose as well, but like it's more of like a long term thing.
You think
and
joy
learning is- to like a, like work for it and with it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. How would you, for example, joy? How would you explain it, like in an example for? Like, you know, give an example of, like, somebody who is experiencing joy in, like, everyday life, if you can. What would give somebody joy?
I think it looks similar, if not almost exactly alike, to happiness. I think it's just, it's independent of variables or situations.
Yeah.
It's not reliant on something taking place or something occurring.
So, for like, basically what you're saying, you can't dictate like what happens, but you can control the response.
Yeah.
So you feel that joy is the response to the majority of those events.
Mm-hmm. Personally, being a Christian, I think that joy is like true joy is like something you get or like receive and foster from your relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
and that will sustain you, and it'll you can retain your joy. Like I previously said, like through a hardship, like if like a loved one dies, you're gonna be sad, you're gonna mourn that loss, but. And that's okay. That's actually healthy.
Yeah.
But if you, I think you can still have joy through that.
Yeah.
And that doesn't look like I'm happy that they died, but like being content, like especially if like, you know, they're a believer that, you know, they went to a better place. They're not like struggling with, you know, the things that, you know, that we experience on, you know, on earth and whatnot.
No, but, I think that makes sense. Cause like, you know, like at a funeral or something, or even, I guess a good example is like, a celebration of a loved one who passed away, kind of like you are sad, you know, it's like it might be a tough day, but then you're also happy that you get to celebrate this and think about the memories back, you know, all the times you spent with that person, because you can still feel that joy, you know, joyful moments and memories, but it's, you know, and you still might be sad. So yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I think joy kind of takes on like an aspect of like hopefulness.
Yeah.
Like you're not focused in the moment. Your focus is long-term. It's not just based on what's directly in front of you, if that makes any sense at all.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think this world would be a lot better place if, you know, we just helped each other sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. In that regard, I don't know, just help people.
Yeah, it's being empathetic, I guess, really, for people.
Understand where they're coming from and don't be super quick to judge because, you know, they may have a lot more to their story than you initially see.
Thank you for joining us on Voices Unplugged. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep leading those voices.